How you doing, good community? This is Meg Alexander with Red Pill Makeup, making America great one face at a time, one mind at a time. And I'm taking on topics such as political culture, movie reviews, tech, anything that really has to do with pop culture that's going on now. And I kind of infuse it with like a political, and you could say, don't get political. Makeup artists are not supposed to be political, but right now, it's a wonderful time for us to think about social issues and where the country is going. Trump is making this country such a vibrant place to live, with all these great numbers coming up for African Americans. I'm African American, if you can't hear, but you don't sound white. You don't sound black. What are you? Yes, I'm African American, makeup artist, making America great one face at a time. But anyway, yeah, in this country, it's really great to have all of these great numbers coming up, historical numbers by the Trump campaign. As a makeup artist, I also look out for tips and tricks and information that I'm sharing about products, right? So that's what I want to do on this segment. I want to do a how-to video, but not on makeup, on sound effects. Now, you do know that special effects is like one of the key components to like the great like popular TV shows like Walking Dead, and in movies such as I don't know, just name your favorite scary movie, Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street. But not only is the makeup very important, but the sound is important as well, like the sound effects, the character's voice. So I thought I'll do a character voice, and I'll do a character voice of, you guys know, Congresswoman Maxine Waters from California. Yeah, yes, she's a huge opponent of Donald Trump's. Everything that she says, Maxine Waters will spew out that he's racist, that he's misogynistic, he doesn't care about the poor babies being torn away from their mother's womb, all this other stuff, right? I thought that I'll do a tutorial on how Maxine Waters achieved the voice that she had on her pushback rally. Do you guys remember that? The pushback rally where she asked the people, and she was like, I don't even know, 20 people or so. She got on her stage and she was addressing her crowd, her supporters, saying, if you see the Trump administration, personnel and supporters of Trump, push back on them. If you see them in a restaurant, push back on them. If you see them sleeping, push back on them. I don't know how she's going to see them sleeping, but if in their homes, push back on them. If you see them at a restaurant, push back on them. And in fact, those tactics work. Okay, Sarah Huckabee Sanders got kicked out of a cafe because she was there and they didn't address it. This guy had a MAGA hat on at a restaurant. He got some a Coke spilled on him. All these instances where her kind of rhetoric is spurring hate, and it's giving people a violent nature. Maxine Waters has successfully made people angry at the Trump administration, right? So she did this with a couple of things, and I figured it out, right? Just like I try to figure out the best tips on how to do a wing-tipped eye, you know? I could figure this out. And here are some things that Maxine Waters used to do her pushback rally. Okay, first thing that you need, and I don't advise this whatsoever, please do not try this at home, do not even do this, attempt this, unless you want to, you know, be mentally ill, or you know, your health will be in affected also. I don't advise this at all. Kids, please do not try this at all. This is what I believe that she used. Okay, she used, number one, a gallon of rocket fuel. You need to drink that right before you give a speech, a hate speech like this, okay? Rocket fuel, probably, let's say a gallon, maybe a gallon and a half, and do not spit it out. Drink all of it and swallow it, okay? Maybe even goggle with it, okay? The second thing that you need to have this kind of voice is to smoke like 3 or 4 cigarettes at a time of the Newport, you know, the Lucy Newports that you get from the bodega from Crenshaw and Vine. You need to smoke 3 Newport cigarettes in a row in your mouth right after you drink that gallon of rocket fuel. Jet fuel is good too. Any kind of gasoline, I think. Okay, high octane. Okay, you definitely get that effect. The third thing that you need is a real creepy microphone. And I'm not talking about the microphones from the dollar store, you know, with little Barbie, I love you, little Barney, and things like that. Don't get one of those kind of microphones. Or the karaoke machine things, they make you sound too dignified. You need to one of those, you know, flea market. Go to the Daytona, Florida, next to the Speedway, International Speedway. They have this really cool outdoor market. Get one of those 1970 Radio Shack microphones that hardly even work. You know, you probably pay, bargain them down to get like $2 or $3. Give it to them, bring it home, dust it off, and you just talk into it. Okay, you need something that makes your voice really, really creepy. Okay, real creepy. So, and the fourth thing that you need is the most important thing that you need. And this is something that my one of my producer friends told me. He said, more important than those things is the ideology behind. The ideology behind her speech is based on communism. Communism ideology. Communism ideology is based on fight and struggle. Okay, they, by all means, throughout the years of communist existence, it killed like over 100 million people, right? So communist ideology is based on fight and struggle. And one of the tools of communism they used is called dialectical materialism. Communist dialects. Dialects is a way to get two truths to have your argument solved. But they have to be like true, rational arguments and discussions on trying to get at a aim or a result, okay? Communism actually takes dialectical materialism and they look it through. You take two of the topics that you're arguing about and they look at it with a communist view lens, a lens, right? And that is based on fight and struggle. So just say, for instance, you're looking at something and you're looking at a magnet. You're looking at the positive and the negative of something. That's how communism works. They look at the two opposite sides, polar sides, and they cause chaos between them because, you know, they'll never meet. Positive and negative will never meet. And if you look at an argument with evil eyes, as opposed to compassionate eyes, they'll never have a clear understanding of it. So that's something that Maxine Waters used, is communist ideology, and it's based on fight and struggle. Like I said, communist means is to destroy humanity and a moral fiber of humanity. Now, it was developed by a guy named Georgi Friedrich. He was a German guy, Russian guy. Hegel. And then that was like, he was talking about like the ideology of contradiction. Okay, ideology of contradiction. So communist dialects is like, and dialectical materialism is like, contradicting each other all the time. Now, Stalin, after they took it a little further. And they said, not only are we going to support this idea, but we're taking out the universal principles of God and the divine, and we're letting you know that this is based on, like, atheistic views, okay? Number one. than atheistic views, they viewed as we are not a product of the universe. We are motion and matter. Motion and matter, what does that sound like? Right. Big Bang Theory. We are just created by just one big giant Big Bang. There is no God. Okay? So they took it further. Now, Maxine Waters, she's taking it further too. She's like, well, okay, she's basing everything based on hate, okay? To have a deep hate in your heart and not see a good in anything that a person does, at least outside, and you want to stir up trouble. Another key issue and a key rule that Black Lives Matter uses, the KKK uses, Maxine Waters uses, her supporters, the media, let's not forget the media, they do it really nicely. They do it really nicely. They'll just like slap a nice coat of sugar over their hate toward the president. Did you hear Don Lemon talk to LeBron James? They both were like just slamming hate all over the place. Okay, what they do is communist ideology, they even make their allies the allies of their hate. So Maxine Waters has allies. She has CNN and the media, YouTube, Google, Twitter. She has allies like that, right? Communism does also. It started in Russia, right? And the Russians, they perfected it, you know, tried to spruce it up there, and they went as far as there is no God, right? And then the Chinese got a hold of it and took it to a whole new different level. Over, you know, 3 billion people are now ruled over by communism. And they, I really don't have anything, you know, as personally against Maxine Waters, but she, you know, she celebrated her 80th birthday. She just should sit down and start living in her 100 and living off her $174,000 salary and with her $2 million home. And maybe she has another home somewhere. I'm not even sure. But that's what she should do. So I got off kind of way off subject, but I really wanted to just talk about something that no one really is talking about, and that is the communist ideology and the methods they use to make Maxine Waters say things like this. And she was taught it, but it's actually, I'm not even going to say this, but I think it's like an evil specter that gets into your body that controls you. I mean, who did she go to? Did she actually go to school and want to represent people and fighting? Does she imagine herself fighting against a business person who's made millions? Of course, he may have failures in his life. Who's perfect, right? You're going to go up against a billionaire and talk about business on how to raise, you know, do this country, and he successfully is doing it, and she's sitting there trying to tear him down and the country? Come on. Okay. Anyway, that's enough of the rant, but I just wanted to give you guys some tips on how she got to influence and what you need. Well, actually, I'm not going to even say it. Don't use these tactics, but this is what she used on her pushback rally to get people to entice hate on the people. First, you need to drink, and I don't advise this at all. Here we go again. We need to drink like really bad gasoline, rocket fuel or something. Get that really raspy voice like Maxine Waters has, screaming on the top of your lungs like that. You need to smoke like 3 cigarettes in a row in your mouth. Newports, the best, right down to the bud, from Crenshaw and Vine, California, somewhere where they have like this, you know, Lucy cigarettes. And you need a really messed up microphone that makes your voice sound really creepy, like creepy to the max, just like, you know, worse than an intercom in a in a sleazy hotel, okay? And then fourth of all that you need is you need communist ideology that uses and the tool of dialectical materialism, and it's like materialism is like over, you know, godlike qualities. They take matter and material things and money and fame, and they take that as the argument point to try to win an argument. So those are the things that you need. If you guys like this content, I'm gonna try to do some more, you know, how-to videos that you shouldn't do, but these are some of the things that people use to I don't know. I'm just talking just to talk, but it's serious. It's funny, but it's serious at the same time. Okay, so I'll be coming out with some other things that I think some of our politicians use, some of the things that are in movies. If you like it, you know, subscribe or just like it. But I'll be doing serious things too. But this was just something that was just on my mind. All right, peace out, and have a great day. See you, Red Pill Makeup out.